This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hi there, folks. I'm Tom Perry, an Agile consultant, and like to introduce you to the world of impediments.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Tom Perry, and we're going to talk about those dastardly little impediments. Anything else we should talk about before we go?
I think that covers it. That's a pretty good sampling right there. I did want to ask you, as another author, have you ever written books just because you kind of had to, not because you felt there was a compelling need, but the words just had to come out?
Well, as a science fiction author, that's basically where the space I live in. Or the Agile books, though. I had a few people whisper in my ear, like, you should write an Agile book because you did the comic book series. Why not do that? And so I had people at least pitching to me like, oh yeah, we could put the weight of the consulting company behind it, and that might that would help sales.
But
most of the writing I do is because it's something that I want to do, and that's not a business forward start, that's an artist forward start.
Exactly.
But the problem is it's hard to make money. So if you don't even want to do it, if you're doing something for money versus you're doing something because you want to do it, those are two different matters. And I won't be disappointed if I'm doing it because I want to, but I'll be damn disappointed if I did it for money and it didn't sell really well.
Very true.
So what typical fiction authors do is we write what we want, we send it out, and eventually if we land a contract with a big publishing company, they try it out, right? And then if it sells well, they come back with another book contract. And so that now you all of a sudden have that pump of commerce. And so these are like market tests, but very expensive market tests because writing a book takes a long time.
Yeah.
But again, it goes back because the author wanted to do that. So there's probably an in-between way, and I'm not sure what it is. There's always some creative people. I hear these stories sometimes where they like write a short story. And then if they can sell the short story into a market, then they're that's a cheaper experiment. Or maybe they're in a social community and they pitch their idea to the social community, and if it lights up enough eyes, they think, okay, I think I could sell that. So there's in between things to do, whether you want to, you're doing it for money or you're doing it because you want to do it. It's not an easy thing either way. The easiest thing is somebody comes to your door with a contract, says, I'll pay a lot of money if you write the first novel. And then now you're under the gun because you have to get it done by a fixed deadline.
Right. That's right.
Now you're doing as a job for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, in that context, I wouldn't be rewriting Agile Grande. I would have probably stuck with the first draft because it's a fixed deadline. That's going to be, that's going to change the things quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi there, folks. I'm Tom Perry, an Agile consultant. I'd like to introduce you to the world of impediments. Please check out my book on LeanPub. And thank you very much.
We've got show notes for you, and they include links to yummy things that we talked about in this episode. What are show notes? The show notes show up right in your podcast player if that's what you use to listen to the show. You just look into that part of your app, and you can click and tap away to your heart's content. But if you're not using a podcast player, don't worry, we're not leaving you out. Just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there you will see the show notes. This is the last episode of this series with Tom Perry about those dirty, dirty impediments. If you would like to see the whole series, or maybe you missed a few in there, just go to your favorite search engine and type in Agile Thoughts, Tom Perry, Impediments. And you will find the series page that collects them all together for you.